News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday conversation with the College Station Police Department. Rhonda Seaton on hand, and among many tired emergency officials from last night and this morning.
It was a late night for a girl that's got to get up at 7 o'clock the next morning. So I'm usually in bed long before I was last night. But, you know, I had the easy job. I was sitting back just gathering information for my media people, and I wasn't the ones having to stand and watch doors and windows and do all that. So I actually got off pretty easy.
An incident that was first reported as a hostage situation turned out to be anything but. However, you never know.
Right. We got a call at about 10 till 7 last night. An individual that was from out of town had received a text message from a relative. Relative told him that she was being held against her will and that something bad was going to happen. So he called us, and of course we responded to the residents. When we responded, initially three people came out of the house, one being a juvenile, the other couple being a little bit older, but, you know, very young adults, if they were adults. I don't know that we had anyone over 20. Obviously, you know, they were kind of shaken up, and, you know, we didn't know if they were shaken up because of what was going on in the house or because the police were there. But we talked to them and one other person who came out of the house a little bit later, and we got conflicting information. And so for a while, we just weren't sure what we had. We didn't know if we had people in the house being held against the will. We didn't know if there was nobody in the house. And because we had received that initial call that there was a hostage situation, you know, you have to err on the side of caution. And we have to, you know, that the individuals inside the house, their welfare at that point was our concern. So we tried to gather additional information, made some telephone calls, hoping to make contact with someone inside the house. And unfortunately, we were not able to do that. At that point, a little bit more talking to the people who had come out of the house. We were fairly certain that there wasn't a hostage situation, but not 100% because you just never know. And still, our primary responsibility was the welfare of that person inside that house. We had been told that the reason that they weren't coming out was because they had warrants, and we did confirm that. However, the warrants weren't major warrants. They were something more minor in nature, municipal warrants, and just a theft by check, a warrant out of the county. So we still had to kind of treat it like, okay, maybe we've got people in the house with warrants. Maybe we really have a hostage situation. So ultimately, our SWAT team went in and found two individuals hiding inside the house, and they were hiding inside the house because they had warrants.
And so what have you, has anybody added up the number of people and the personnel hours? And really the cost, because you're diverting, you know, how is the rest of the city covered with law enforcement protection when something like this unfolds for over three hours?
Well, it was tough, but what we do is the University Police Department helped us out. They actually had at least four officers over there that I saw helping us block streets and keep people out of the, you know, the hot zone, the area that we considered not to be safe because of, you know, we don't know if somebody's inside with a weapon. So the University Police Department really saved us. Plus, we start calling in our night shift people early. And so we called in our night shift guys to go ahead and start coming in early. And once we got them in early, you know, then our streets were back to, you know, having the required number of officers. But whenever you've got a situation that is as manpower intensive as last night was, that's when our relationships with the other law enforcement agencies in the county really come into play, because, you know, we're there for each other. And if it hadn't been for the university officers, it would have been really, really tough.
So I did not see this in any of the media releases, any of those that were inside the house, none of them, or I don't even know if there's a city ordinance that can accuse somebody of tying up law enforcement.
The investigators with our criminal investigation division are following up. They're following up, you know, looking at the phone, looking at the text messages that were sent. and, you know, trying to determine. They will gather all of the information. Then what they'll do, they'll present it to the district attorney's office, and the district attorney's office is the one who will ultimately determine whether or not additional charges will be brought against anyone.
I'm sure there's a filing a false police report offense and maybe some things like that, but is there something in the laws that apply to something like what happened last night?
And we were talking about that. There is a law that, you know, it states it's against the law to take an action that elicits a false emergency response. And I haven't looked it up, and so I don't have the exact wording. I don't know if her communication with her nephew is enough to, since he's the one, he communicated what he thought was good information to us. And so he didn't do anything wrong. He was, you know, genuinely scared for his aunt's safety. So he communicated something that he thought was correct. She communicated to her nephew. I don't know, and I seriously doubt that she thought, you know, what the consequences would be. I guess, you know, she had warrants, and so I'm not thinking she'd really want the police at her house, because ultimately she ended up going to jail for her warrants, and that's why she didn't come out. One of the other people arrested last night was the fourth individual that came out of the house, basically a witness, and they had municipal warrants also. So we ended up arresting three people on really what constitutes very minor charges, considering the disruption to the neighborhood and the disruption and the cost to the city.
Was there any sort of evacuation then of neighboring residences?
Yes. Even if you go into a home on something just like warrants, you never know what's going to happen. And we will evacuate neighboring residents just in case there is gunfire, because a whole lot of the, you know, time, the walls don't stop bullets. And we take that into consideration. We want to make sure that, you know, the neighborhood is safe, and, you know, the people living around the house that we are targeting, you know, that they're going to be safe. And so we did do some evacuations. Luckily, I think all of the people had some place to go. Otherwise, we would have had to provide some sort of shelter for them.
Well, let's move on. Time's running out this evening. I know, or I've been told that there's going to be plenty of law enforcement out on the streets this weekend. We need to remind drivers of that.
Yes, there are law enforcement officers from across the state going to be in our area. You know, Texas Department of Public Safety provides a lot of extra troopers for this weekend. There's going to be, you know, some partying, and we want to make sure that everybody is safe. So please, if you plan to drink and drive, designate a driver beforehand. Don't pick the person who is the least drunk once you, you know, decide to leave wherever you are. Plan ahead of time, because we want your weekend to truly be fun. And can't be fun if you end up hurting yourself, killing yourself, hurting or killing someone else, or I guess the most minor thing that could happen out of something like that would be you'd go to jail. So, you know, don't ruin your life. Don't ruin someone else's life. It affects more than just you whenever you drink and drive and have an accident.
All righty. Always good advice, regardless of the time of year.
Exactly, exactly.
As always, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.